not to create more burdens on the programs that are administering their PAI requirements, and that we already have certain requirements in place. Our auditors, the independent auditors, have to review. They have to do compliance reviews for us. So I think that that in all three areas is something that already exists, and we don't really see a need for further regulations, further compliance measures from the programs, because our independent auditors, as well as the compliance reviews that we all go through, check for those. And that would be our very strong recommendation, that this not become another burdensome task for programs that are already very limited in staff and in funds.
Thank you. Steve Gottlieb.
I'd like the next session to focus on not just the 12.5%, but actually what are counted as PAI cases. I alluded to this earlier. While there is no requirement under the reg that you have a certain number of PAI cases, there is no doubt that having the reg which says what is a PAI case and what is not a PAI case affects the way people do business. Let me give you an example. John Escher was talking about this. When we were not able to count the work that we did to support the independent pro bono program, and we're not able to count the cases, our numbers went down. So I called. We have a program which always has a reputation for doing PAI work. But I felt seriously worried enough about this that I called John Meyer in Washington, and I said, look, John, I want you to know that because of the change of the rule, we're going to have less cases to report. And I want you to understand that that doesn't mean that we're doing less PAI work. It only means that the regulation has been interpreted in a way that we can't count these cases anymore. Mm-hmm. So my point is that I think we ought to focus on not just what could 12.5% be used for, but also liberalizing what we call a PAI case, because that affects people and programs as well, even though it's not a mandate.
Thank you, Steve. Judge Huffman.
Well, I appreciate certainly the concern about credit for cases, credit for hours towards the 12.5%. The issue that I feel strongly that needs to be addressed is how to expand services. While we are very concerned about counting hours towards that 12.5%, we have not discussed or focused on the substantial additional need for services. While everyone's budgets have, in the last 5 years, have certainly been compromised, even for a longer period than that, the need for services is even greater. And so how can, through these rules, we expand service as opposed to being focused on just counting towards that service?
Ken Pinocchi.
I'd like to just echo Steve's sentiments and the judges. I think, though, that giving us incentive to expand is a good thing. I very much like Steve. I didn't call anybody, but I made comments in my CSR reports indicating that our numbers were substantially different because we could no longer report for the five programs that we run. And I think on the fraud issue, we need to step back a little bit, look at the big picture. What's at risk in most of these programs? The risk is legal services programs puts out a tiny amount of money, and the risk is that a private attorney will give advice to somebody who might not be eligible. We're not giving the advice. The private attorney is giving the advice. We're acting, and most of these programs, more or less as a dating service. I would suggest that we're probably per person putting out less money than some of the funds that are put out for the fancy ATJ form sites, which are not subjected to the same regulations. Anybody can get in those and do those. So you know, the amount of money involved and the amount of fraud involved, it's not on our part. We're not the ones delivering the services. The private attorney is. So the fraud is that somebody will get free advice from a private attorney. It seems like a very small risk factor. Thank you.
Joan Kleinberg.
I wasn't sure if I was breaking the rules or not to raise 1627, and then John Asher rode my coattails to bring in 1600. So I guess that I would suggest that perhaps you invite comment on any of the regulations that affect 1614 and the activity carried out under 1614, just to make sure that if there's going to be change, that it's comprehensive.
Thank you. Lisa?
Yes. So, and this was anticipated in the comments that we did submit, if we could devote some time at the next workshop to talk about practically how we would handle a program that doesn't screen for eligibility, but we can use sampling method or some other method for determining percentage of eligible clients served. I think the ABA would welcome a conversation about that, and then we would submit comments thereafter. But we just needed some more discussion from people who are dealing with this issue in the field in order to inform our comments. And then there were a few questions raised during the workshop today. I think you, sir, raised a question that I wasn't in a position to answer. I can't now remember the question, so I apologize. But so to the extent questions were raised today by board members and others that we haven't addressed and that weren't listed in the topics, you know, I think the next session would be a good time to discuss those or address those the week, so that whoever it is that will be presenting at the next workshop can be responsive.
Thank you. Are there comments or suggestions from people here in the room? The topic is the agenda for our next workshop on September 17th. Father Pius.
This is Father Pius on the LLC board. I'll just reiterate the comment I made before, as I think one of the items, maybe one of the first items should be, if we could talk about what the goals of the PAI rule are, what values do we intend to get out of that, and perhaps even another one on how has the model of legal services, or how has the legal services community changed over the past 30 years, that would necessitate a change in the way we think about the PIA rule. Think about that a little bit more. But the first one I think is much more important, and that is the goals to be served by the PAI rule.
Does anyone else here in person have comments? We have a comment from Helenka on the webinar. Steve Gottlieb has centered on the issue. What can be counted as a PAI case? This needs to be liberalized. Helenka, Steve agrees with you.
I agree with anybody from that program, it seems like.
If others on the webinar have comments or suggestions, would you please raise your hand or type a question or comment in the box? There don't appear to be any other comments. Charles, back to you.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, panelists, for a very thoughtful and enlightening beginning to our consideration of this rule. Thank you very much to our technical staff for just a very brief bugs. Thank you so much. That's fantastic. These things are always good in theory, but not always in practice. I'm glad to see that we're doing this, and I'm very encouraged by it. And I hope that people out there in the world will participate further and to a greater, even greater extent in the upcoming webinar, and that anybody here who can't make it to the next workshop in Washington will sign up for the webinar and participate fully at that time. The next workshop you know, addresses generally the same topics that were defined by the pro bono task force. The committee, of course, is, you know, interested generally in the PII rule and thinking through it. We've made a decision, you know, generally to try to make progress, particularly on those recommendations, but aware of the other broader issues that relate to them. In light of that, in addition to the other thoughts and suggestions that have been made, my own hope is that participants in the next workshop will bring their good ideas, but also bring some textual suggestions. You know, we opened that up with, you know, we're not going to make the rule right here and put it out for comment, and that won't be true at the workshop either, but certainly people on the web and certainly panelists are welcome to just, you know, name the rule and name the phrases that, you know, are constraining your work that you think need change, and we will take all of those suggestions in mind and in consideration. I look forward to the next workshop and to working with all of you and to everybody who has participated in this in the process going forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The workshop is adjourned.